7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Grab the teapot. Are we good? Damn sinuses. Oh, yes. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Yeah, hi. Hello, and welcome to The Dubious Ghost Committee. My name is Tobe. I'll be your chairman for the next 29 minutes. And, yeah. Okay, so I'm having an interesting day starting off so far. It's 15 degrees in my house. And I love it. But this could become problematic later. It got very cold last night. It got down to freezing overnight, and that's why my house is cold, and I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it, because I'm going for a new record this year. The record of how long I can go before I actually turn on the furnace. You know, ideally, I'd like to get into November, you know, before turning on my furnace. Last year, it got cold fast, but this year, oh no, no. This year, we're shaping up to set a record. How far into November can we go without turning on the heat? And what's the temperature outside today? Oh, the wind is blowing now. It was kind of calm earlier. Oh, it's much warmer now. Yeah. Let's see. This is my American thermometer, so I have to do the conversion in my head. Yeah, it's about 12 degrees outside. Looks like it's warming up. But that's not what we're doing. We're not going to go outside today. Well, maybe we... Regardless. I'm standing here in my kitchen, making tea, because it's so delicious. Oh... Yeah, oh, yeah, and I forgot about this. Oh, I got all kinds of weird crap to tell you. So the first thing I'm going to do is grab some tea. I'm going to drink some of the cheap Dahong Pao today. Good enough. And I had a fun night last night. All right, if you listened to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you know that I was going out to eat with the emeritus. Okay, hold on a second. Now we got a problem. Now we got a nose problem. Right when you think your sinuses are finally chilled out and ready to go, it's only been an hour. Oh, it's the weather. What am I doing? Making tea. Right, so I did go out to eat last night. And me and the emeritus went to the new, it's not all that new, it's new to me. But we went to the Afghan restaurant in Benson, which is right next door to the bar that I go to every Monday night, which is next to the pet shop and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And, oh my God. I can't begin to tell you how good it was. I've been to every Afghan restaurant that has ever existed in this town. This is the best one I've ever been to. I mean, I've been to some good ones, and there was one It was unbelievable. But this place, oh, I'm still in shock. I don't even remember what I ate. A chapli kebab with naan. Although I recommend the rice, because the emeritus got chicken kebab and rice, and he gave me some of the rice, and the rice was amazing. And you know how much I love rice, because it's so delicious. And, oh my God. Should I do a food review? Do I need to do a restaurant review? No, because everybody listening to this is too far away from the restaurant to go eat it. So, that doesn't do us any good, but it's really only the beginning of the story, because then, while we were at the restaurant, we were talking about all kinds of stuff, and one of the things we were talking about was my cat, and my cat needs some more food, and food is a pain in the ass, and I needed some more cat sand, and now we need to pour the water. Yes, dog pal. All right, set the tea timer. What am I doing? Yeah. And so all this discussion of cat food and cat sand led us to going to the cat store, the pet food store, to buy supplies, and we found a bunch of stuff that maybe this new cat food will work. We found out that the place is a little bit cheaper than the other place, and na 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 na. So we got out of there, loaded the crap into the car, and that's when I realized, tea's ready, that the pet store is right next to a craft store. And I thought, ugh. Whereas I really do need to stay out of craft stores. I do need some clay. Or some Sculpey or something. Some DAS. So I said, hey, let's go in here real quick. I need to look at some stuff. Get a thing and maybe look at some other stuff. So yeah, I got some. I got 2.2 pounds, also known as 1 kilogram of air dry Sculpey. Flump. So I can make my little sculpture dude. And then I looked for stuff, for mold making stuff, and yeah, $25 to make a mold, okay, no problem, but I didn't buy that stuff. I just bought the Sculpey. All right, we got tea. I'm gonna take the tea downstairs. Yeah, so we picked up the Sculpey, and that's when I started looking at silicone molds, because they had a lot, because there's a lot of silicone-y stuff. And I saw stupid things I thought were dumb. Then I saw something that I thought was great. Gummy bears. Yeah, for $8 I could get a silicone gummy bear mold. And I said, oh, no. No, don't do that. Because, you know, all I'm going to do is, you know, make some epoxy gummy bears. People probably try to eat them because they look like candy. Meow, what? You want some kitty water? Okay, come on, let's get it. I'm gonna carry your butt in there because otherwise it's gonna take forever. This is how my day is just going. But to make a long story short, there were some silicone molds that were on sale. One of which was like gems and jewels. And it was only $3. And now I'm out of cat water, so we got to go refill the kitty water jug, which is fine because we got to go back up into the kitchen anyway. So I ended up buying this $3 mold. And it's got, big exaggerated diamonds, and it's got, you know, like emerald cushion cut fake jewel shape and some other shapes and blah blah blah. And I got this for two reasons. I had a choice. There were some other ones on clearance, but I got this one because two reasons, one of which I'm not going to explain because that story takes a half an hour to tell and goes back to when I was 8 years old. you know, 6 years ago. And the other reason I bought it is because a couple of these shapes, these jewels, they also kind of look like tents, or one of them looks like a yurt. One of them looks like a military tent. And I was thinking, okay, well, we can cast those. And I forgot to mention, these are would be perfect tents in like 10 millimeter scale, like 1/300th scale or 1/275th scale. And so I thought, okay, well, I can cast these and paint them, and they'd make little good tents, little good military buildings for one of my war tables. And so last night, I'm going to start the oven. Last night, I poured some epoxy into this new mold, you know, to test it out. And we are now going to check it, but I already know that it's a little bit too soft. This is why we're turning the oven on. I started these casts at, 8:30 last night. And then, I re-poured one. It doesn't matter. But the point is, I've got this really old epoxy that doesn't want to set up. It also got cold overnight. You know, this stuff is supposed to be used at about 23 degrees or above. And it's not 23 degrees in my house. So this stuff it has set up, but it's not solid yet. So I'm going to, and it's got some good cast too. No bubbles or nothing. A little bit of shrinkage on one of my army tents. Okay. And we're gonna put these in the oven. And we're gonna warm them up to a reasonable temperature. But if you do this at home, kids, either don't turn it up very high. We're talking like the lowest setting your oven will go. I'm not even gonna go that high. I'm gonna wait for this bad boy to get up to about 100 degrees and we're done. But you don't wanna do this if the resin is still too soft, like if it's still liquidy, because you'll cause weird bubbling problems, especially if you go too hot. But once epoxy is set up really well, you can bake it at 100 degrees. When I say 100 degrees, I do mean Fahrenheit. Okay, you know, 100, 120. So, you know, between like 40, 45, 50 degrees Celsius, that just makes, you know, nice warm conditions for a lovely chemical reaction, and everything will be beautiful. So basically what I do with my oven is I set it to the lowest thing and preheat it, and it takes a minute or two. But then when it gets about halfway, I just turn it off. Okay, so yeah, we're not going to be popping out any jewels today. Huh. Well, which is fine. I made a couple like green diamonds and one little tent and a little ruby yurt. And I just... Oh. Yeah, so I got to do some sculpting later today. All right, that's good enough. Turn off the oven. Grab the cat water. We're going to go back downstairs. And then we're going to start project number two. I've got a lot of work today. I got a bunch of weird crap I got to do today. I got to get ready for the next show. And I've got some production work I need to do. And so I got to kind of phone today's episode in. Can't do a lot of good rock and roll radio. Oh, and it looks like the batteries are dying too. Great. Because I'm busy. Got so much crap to do today. I want to do my fun stuff. I want to play with epoxy. I want to play with my sculpey. I want to make sculptures. I want to do art. I don't have time to do art today. Wah. So the next thing we do is we grab the squirrel cage fan here. Hey, everybody loves a squirrel cage fan. And we are going to go down into the basement very carefully so I don't slam the door and clip everything. Down into the basement we go. Here's my lovely drill press. Love this thing. And here we are. Back in the electronics zone. In the hard crafts room, also known as the basement. I love the basement. All right, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got for capacitors? We're going to go a little bit bigger. Skrunk. That's my bucket. That's my sitting on bucket for soldering. All right, we're going to have to get into these packages. What's open? What's already open? Nothing. Okay. And do these have the tear-off tops like the old ones did? No. So now I gotta find some damn scissors. There's no damn scissors in the basement. Actually, there's two packs right there. Two packs of unopened scissors. But instead, we get out the knife. And we take one of these. Oh, and I, damn it. So we get the knife and we cut another damn hole, rip the freaking thing off, and then we take the damn capacitor out and we swap it with the capacitor. Oh, I'm compressing my guts too much. Put the old capacitor back in the box, shove the new capacitor into the connector. I said, oh God, this isn't gonna work, and I gotta change positions already. All right, now that I've bent up the leads, and this is gonna be more difficult. This has suddenly become a real pain in the ass. I'm already starting to overheat. I can't see the damn holes in the connector because they're so freaking small. I've only been up for 2 hours, so I can't see anything. And it doesn't want to go in. Okay. Let's try this again. Straighten the legs out a little bit here. All right. There, come on. Now, get in there, you rat bastard. One leg wants to behave. The other leg does not want to behave. I can't see. There we go. There we go. All right. The capacitor is in. Close the capacitor box. Oh, what a pain in the ass. Okay, and now we can go back upstairs and do some more squirrel cage fan stuff. So if you wanted to get super fancy, if you wanted to be a real sound artist like me, what you could do is you get a synthesizer. And then you get about 4 or 5, maybe half a dozen gerbils or hamsters. Doesn't really matter at this point. And you get some hamster wheels, but then you modify all the hamster wheels into generators by adding motors to the axle of their running wheels, right? You know what I'm talking about. You know how generators work. And now you have hamster control voltage, HCV. Now you have a hamster driven synth. That's cool. Okay, plug the fan into the damn thing. And turn on the damn thing. Here we go. It's turned on. You can tell by the click, 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 that's slowing down. Until I spin the squirrel cage fan. A little bit faster. Huh. Okay, turn it off. Unplug it. It seemed like it sounded better, but we're not really going to know until we test it out with the Big Bad Daddy Synth, my super custom dubious synthesizer committee synthesizer. Well, hi, baby, what? Damn it, now the cat wants more water. Oh, you want some more kitty water? Kel Surprise. I said Kel Surprise. Do you know what that means? You know, do you speak French? Are you French-speaking kitty? Kel Surprise. Yeah, you know what that means? It means drink the damn water. In French. En français. Now, you are en français. You're en français right now. Drink it up. Let's see. Drink the water. In French. Well, the verb to drink is... I learned this from The Little Prince. Bouvet? Bouvier? Bouvet. And it's an ER verb? So we got to conjugate bouvet. No, wait. The imperative form... Bouve is bouve the imperative familiar form? I could be looking this up. I got a computer within arm's reach, but I'm not going to. The water, low, bouve low, drink the water. Maybe. Good thing there's no French. Speaking people that ever listen to this show, why did I come over here? Drink more tea? That can't be right. Oh, yeah. Gotta grab the headphones, but I guess we could drink some tea while we're here, right? That wouldn't kill us. Ugh. And now I'm thinking about Le Petit Prince. Oh, have I really elaborated any on my personal hatred for Antoine-Marie Jean-Baptiste Roger, the Comte de Saint-Exupéry? Yeah, that guy was a real problem. My ancestors sure thought so. And that's why they had to deal with him in 1944. And what the hell is that sound outside? I know there's nobody chopping wood. What? Why is it so damn loud out there? Nobody knows. Good tea. Okay, grab all this crap. Oh, now the Dingins is in here. What are you doing, Dingins? Okay, so we sort of step around the cat, and we can get over here into, let me sit down, the synth zone. I do love my synth. Oh, but now the cat has to walk through here. Okay, that's good. Do we have a synth? Yes. We have synth. And so now we plug the other end of this cable into Florian VCO sub number 1. Click. All right. I'm going to add some gain here. Then I'm going to start spinning the fan. Gain. All right. Let's go. so good. Let's give it a real violent spin. And the other way. Oh, brilliant. I didn't hear any crackle. The bigger, fatter capacitor is working really good. Okay, let's unplug from there and go into the cutoff. And we'll spin it the opposite way. Probably can't even hear that. We'll bring some gain back. And spin the other way. Oh, there's a little crackle there still. But it's not nearly as bad as it was. We need a slightly bigger capacitor even still, I think. Do I even have one? I don't know, but this is good. Let's go back into here. Brodo, brodo. What if we go into here? Same thing. What if we turn up this knob? Yes, he laughs maniacally. It's better than having a joystick. It's like having a one-axis joystick that's more like a rollerball, but it's, you know, one axis. That's great and all, but I'm going to go ahead and turn that off. And let's plug something else in instead and see. Oh, I got an idea. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We got an open channel. Yeah, we got time. We got 2 minutes. We're going to plug in the chanting monk. And we're going to get him to go, aww. Why isn't it working? What the hell's happening? Oh, wait. I got a better idea. Anyway, didn't we do this yesterday? We can plug into here. Okay. Annoying as hell, but it's going to be good for testing. We got the runaway oscillator. We plug the squirrel cage into the spread. Bring up the gain. And then we'll start spinning the cage. Interesting. How about the balance? High, low, interesting. Cross modulation. Oh, I love it. Doesn't do anything backwards because we got the knob all the way down. Spin. Now if we take the knob to halfway and then spin backwards, oh yeah. Oh, daddy. Okay. Why, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Toad, but now I have to go do some work, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes. The water goes down the drain, and then the beat starts. Oh, it's all messed up, but nobody cares. Oh, my back kind of hurts. What the hell?